Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Fire tore through a condo unit in Brookhaven, Delaware County early this morning. A man who was trapped was rescued and taken to the hospital. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
This is the Summit Condo Complex, one of the communities further down Hilltop Drive, just off Edgemont Avenue. Resident Mark Petrie says a neighbor rang his doorbell and woke him up before 3 o'clock in the morning so that he was aware that fire broke out in the nearby building.
Come out and just saw some smoke that actually seemed to get worse before it got better coming from the roof of the building here. And saw that you could see in when they had lights set up in there in that middle unit, it's basically charcoal black.
Fire started in that second floor corner unit, and officials say cops were the first on scene, and they were able to rescue the man who was trapped in his burning condo. They say he was conscious the entire time, and medics rushed him over to the hospital for treatment. Crews were able to get the fire under control in about 20 minutes, and no one else was hurt. Now, while most of the people who were evacuated were able to return home, officials say 3 residents ended up being displaced, so Red Cross volunteers showed up to help them. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. In Brookhaven, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A New Jersey state trooper is facing charges in the fatal crash of a motorcycle rider in Springfield Township, Burlington County in 2023. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
The state alleges Detective Mark Campagna put himself and others at risk when he engaged in a high-speed chase with a man on a motorcycle weaving through traffic at more than 100 miles per hour. 24-year-old Omar Kababi of Astoria, New York, died after crashing into an oncoming car in June 2023 at the intersection of 206 and Jacksonville Road. Investigators say Campagna was in an unmarked car and not on an assigned shift when he chased Kababi for at least 3 miles, and they say Campagna never activated his lights or sirens. The New Jersey Attorney General's office says a grand jury indicted Campagna after an investigation into the crash by the AG's Office of Public Integrity and Accountability. He's now facing a fourth-degree endangerment charge with potentially 18 months in jail if convicted. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's blue-collar workers union has called for a strike vote next week, even though the mayor says she's on board with giving them more money. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
District Council 33's contract expires at the end of this month, but it's getting out in front of the strike threat strategy with this authorization vote scheduled for Tuesday. The announcement on its website says, enough is enough and prepare to fight, but President Greg Boulwer was not available for comment. Mayor Sherelle Parker says she is pro-labor and wants fair contracts for all 4 unions and, in fact, has asked City Council for a $500 million labor reserve fund to provide for increases in the new contracts.
First time in the history of this city that you've ever seen such a significant pot appropriated in advance in the budget that the mayor proposed.
All 4 unions have contracts expiring at the end of June. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Orchestra lost federal funding for tonight's annual Pride concert, but the show will go on as planned. KYW's Sheridae Howard reports.
Our vision is to be a place that is welcoming and open to all Philadelphians.
Ryan Fleur, president and CEO of the Philadelphia Orchestra and Ensemble Arts, is adamant that his organization stand by Philly's LGBTQ community, despite recently losing a $25,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts that was allocated for their annual free concert. But he says the show will go on.
It just makes us feel even prouder to be able to celebrate Philly's LGBTQ community.
Now the orchestra is fundraising, and thanks to a recent gift, all donations made by June 30th will be matched dollar for dollar up to $100,000. And as of now, the show is sold out, but
that doesn't mean you shouldn't show up. We have a ton of free pre-concert activities that'll be happening throughout Commonwealth Plaza, and also you never know who won't show up.
Broadcast in the plaza as well, the Pride concert will be conducted by Yannick Nesse-Séguin and hosted by Martha Graham Cracker. Sheridae Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.